Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that Jacob is one of the most misunderstood people in the Bible? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, over the next few podcasts, I'm going to talk about Jacob, and he is one of the most misunderstood characters in the Bible. So I want you to clear your head, clear your perspective or what you think you know about Jacob, and let's dive into the Word of God together, because we can learn from the life of this man. We can be inspired, we can be encouraged, and hopefully we can learn a little bit more about the Lord as we do these next few episodes. So straight up, I want to read a Bible verse, and it's in Romans chapter 9, verse 10 to 13. And it says this: God says, Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. Now that's a quote from Malachi. So I want to say it again: Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. And what this means is God loved Jacob, and there was things about Esau which he wasn't happy about. You can interpret it like that. And if you study the lives of both of these men, Esau was the guy who was carnal. He was very natural. He did things in the moment. He satisfied himself. He self-gratification. And Jacob was a guy who had a heart for God, and he developed that heart for God as he got older, and he encountered God many times in his life. Whereas Esau, we see no record of Esau encountering God. We see no record of Esau having a heart after God. And that's why God said, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. Okay, so that's number one. But here's the issue in the life of Jacob and Esau. In these times, the firstborn son inherited everything. Now, if you're living in the West right now, in the West, if we have three kids, two kids, four kids, we tend to equally leave them an inheritance. We treat them all the same. But in Eastern culture, the firstborn got everything. So if you had four kids, five kids, 12 kids, like Jacob has eventually, you will give the firstborn everything, and he becomes like the patriarch of the family. He becomes responsible for everyone, and he takes care of everyone. It was like a tribal sort of a thing, and it's almost like that person becomes the tribal king, and it's his responsibility to take care of everybody. So if you're the second born, third born in Eastern culture, you're not going to be left anything, okay? You're not going to get anything in the inheritance, okay? So here's the issue. Esau's firstborn. Now, they're twins. The Bible says the first record we see of Jacob and Esau is in Genesis chapter 26. And the Bible says that, you know, that they were in the mum's womb, and they were wrestling against each other. And she was worried about it, because she's like, oh, I'm pregnant. God's answered my prayer here, but why are these kids wrestling? Or why am I feeling a bit weird? She asks God, and God says, two nations are in your womb, okay? Two people shall be separated from your body. One shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. That's in verse 23 of Genesis 26. So God said it when they were still in the womb. The younger will be the leader. The older shall serve the younger. Now, this is cross-cultural. This is not how it normally plays out. So when you look at the rest of Jacob's life, it can look like, you know, he was a deceiver, he was this and that. But what he was actually doing was he was fulfilling, without realizing it, the word of God over his life. Now, he may not even have known that God said this to his mother. All he knew was when he came out of the womb, his brother was stronger than him in the womb, and his brother pushed himself out first. And the Bible says Jacob came out hanging on to the heel of Esau. In other words, Jacob was trying to get out first too, but he couldn't quite get there. So Esau's born first. He's the firstborn. He should inherit everything. He should become the next, you know, major player, main character in the story. And so for the rest of their lives, especially in their younger formative years, Jacob is effectively taking over that role from Esau. And later on, Esau hates him for this, and he despises him for it. He even tries to kill him. But I want to remind us what Romans said in chapter 10. Esau, Jacob I've loved, Esau I have hated. So over the next few episodes of this podcast, we're going to look at the life of Jacob, the decisions he made, some of the decisions that weren't his, and see how God orchestrated his life so that he could use him to bring his blessing to the earth.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.